Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. You're listening to 93.2 FM on Sheffield Live. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Good? Yes. You had a good week?
Yes, indeed. I think the week's gotten a bit better for you, hasn't it now, Luke? Now the biscuit crisis is over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, funny, because I was in Tesco at Barnsley and somebody was asking for ginger nuts. And I was saying, you know, I think this, you know, because of the floods, there's been a massive big biscuit supply issue.
Yes.
But they've been flying them in, haven't they?
Yes, emergency biscuits have been flown into South Yorkshire.
Emergency biscuits, quite right too.
Which is just, you know, what you call any trip to the kitchen.
Yes, I had a Wacko this morning. Aldi's finest.
Wacko.
Yeah, it was nice, actually. It was all right. Yeah, I love a biscuit.
Two cargo planes full of biscuits were flown into South Yorkshire in the past 2 weeks in response to a biscuit shortage.
I think that's how they should be delivered anyway. In bulk, very quickly.
Yeah. Straight into your gob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been a funny week for funny news, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever wondered what cats are saying?
All the time.
Do you know? I do.
It's usually like, feed me.
Well.
Go away, human.
Yeah. Or give me attention.
Yeah.
Usually in the same sentence. Well, not that we know, but just a guess. But phonetic specialists at a university in Sweden are saying that they can crack the code.
Wow.
Within 5 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. They are saying that they reckon about 90% of the meows are likely just to be cries for attention.
Yeah.
I could have told them that anyway.
Yeah, that's cats all over, isn't it? Cats just want attention all the time.
Yeah, but they're saying that the study that they're doing may allow us to learn how our dialects might affect our cat's accent.
Oh, yeah.
So a cat from Sheffield might have a different meow dialect to a cat in London.
Well, they've
done
studies on birds and stuff, haven't they? And they found that, I don't know, crows or whatever have different accents in different regions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Didn't know that. Well, you never know. It might offer up some pearls of wisdom.
Oh, God. Are we doing puns again?
I didn't think we ever... Well, I don't think I ever stopped.
No, you've never stopped, Luke. That's the problem.
I'm still clawing away.
Oh, God. You keep scratching at them, don't you?
It's just not fair.
Oh, God. People, kill me now.
Oh, it's funny because I was, I tweeted something about breakfast and Carl Maloney had tweeted saying, I've run out of bread.
Yes.
So then the bread puns started this morning.
Well, they started yesterday, didn't they, the bread stuff?
Not the puns. The puns, I started the puns today. I say we, it was me. Yeah.
As it always is.
As it always
is. That's it, listeners might not realise that as soon as we leave here, like, we get in the car to go back, we drive over towards Hillsborough, where we come from, the good part of the city, and all the way it's silent until you think of another pun.
Yes, it's literally the cogs turning in my head. Yeah, that's it. So that was the headline for that story, Pearls of Wisdom. I couldn't really think of anything better, but yeah.
Hmm.
The next one is Pintless.
Right.
You know, they brought these new alcohol guidelines.
Yeah.
They reckon now 2.5 million people are breaking the weekly limit in a single day. Not a surprise at all.
No.
I did that yesterday. I know quite a few of our mates do it regularly, probably yourself included,
yeah,
when we go out after the show.
I tried to do it yesterday when I went to the Big White Tent on Devonshire Green.
Yeah.
But it was £4 or £5 a pint.
Yeah, it's gone up that. It weren't that expensive last year, I'm sure it weren't.
Do you know, I can understand it because of the overheads they have, because putting an event on like that is not cheap.
No.
But it does kind of sting a little bit. It was great. Great night, though.
Well, of course, I mean, we completely forgot to mention it last week, because we were sort of speculating what may or may not be announced.
But, for Crystal.
Yeah, but the Crystal stage at Shamlines. But October Drift actually played the main headline spot last night, didn't they?
At the tent. Yeah, it was really good.
Well, I had every intention of coming to meet you, but I ended up
going out. Drunk in the afternoon.
Yeah. I went to meet a few mates to watch the match at like 2 o'clock. You know, like I say, I had intention of going home, getting changed, getting ready, and coming back out, and I just stayed out until about 10:30. So I did quite well, but I didn't make it to town, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Was it good, though?
It was a really good night. They've done really well. It's a massive tent on there now. There's like a little patio bit outside with the heaters and stuff.
Because you used to have it at Fargate, didn't they? And it was a reasonable size. Yeah. But this one is bigger, like you say.
Yeah, the sound system was crazy. You could hear the music from like the university.
Oh, right. Like, so it's like when Tramlines is on then, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really loud. That pulled a few people in as well.
Well, apparently, 9% of drinkers consume more than the new weekly recommended limit for alcohol in a single day. They were, they did the new thing, alcohol guidelines.
New guidelines.
Thank you, yeah. It escaped my brain completely. In January. So do you think, I mean, this we talked about this last time when you were not very well and Faith was in.
Yes.
Guest presenting. She said, well, it's pointless. People will ignore it. And they appear to be doing just that.
Yeah, of course they do. You get into a pub, you pay some money, get a drink, and then what you do is you lose all inhibitions and just carry on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just keep drinking. Are you breaking my microphone again here?
No, I'm just making sure that you're loud enough.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's these headphones.
It just clicked off in my ear.
Clicked off in mine as well. I don't know if it's the headphones or the microphone, but I think we're okay.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It seems to be working now.
Absolutely. What else has been in the news this week then, James, that you've noticed?
Do you use Adblock when you're online?
No, I don't really understand how to do it. Do you have to install something?
Yeah, no, it's like a browser plugin. Can't
be bothered.
What it does is it takes away all the adverts that you might normally see on websites.
Okay.
That poison your eyes. But yeah, Adblock have turned on ads for a day today.
Why?
In the name of free speech. And what they're doing is they're replacing the normal adverts with adverts for Amnesty International instead.
Right.
So they got messages from the likes of Edward Snowden and Al Weiwei, or Weiwei, however it's pronounced, the
who
Chinese artist.
Thank you.
And the Russian punk band Pussy Riot. They've all got messages in there. So yeah, if you use Adblock and you see these adverts on, it's not because Adblock isn't working, it's because in the name of free speech they're showing adverts for today only.
Gripping.
Yes. Fun.
Marvellous, right. We better have a song then, haven't we? So what's the first one that we've got?
First one is a girl electronic act that's started up in Sheffield. There's like a collective of electronic acts coming around at the minute. And like a lot of the punk scene have got together and done like different stuff. And at the Cucumber Lounge on the 26th of March, there's a bunch of them playing. And that's at Cads at Shalesmore. This one is Isis Moray. I think she's named after the Egyptian goddess and not a group of terrorists. But the song is called Crystal.
Marvellous. Well, it's quite long, so we're not going to play it all, but we'll play a little bit of it.
Yeah, of course.
You're listening to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on Twitter, at The Squeak. Yeah.
here, Isis Marie. I like the description of the gig that's coming up for her piece in it. As I say, the Cucumber Lounge at Cads on Shalesmore on the 26th of March. Description is, using synthesizers, vocal manipulation and beats, Isis Marie will be creating a visual and sound performance with an ethereal ambiguity. The film and sound will be working together in sync.
Sounds like something written by Neil Hargreaves.
Yeah, with less expletives. But it aims to express the darker side of the feminine. She's sent that in, just as anyone can. So if you're in a band or you're an artist, then please do send us your music. You can just tweet us at The Squeak, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K on Twitter. And you can join in just by tweeting stuff throughout the show as well.
Don't forget the Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Squeak.
The Squeak, yeah. And send us a message if you want to send us some music. There's an uploader, we'll give you a link to the uploader, and just stick it on there and we will hopefully play you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, we've been talking about the crazy football league season of the Premier League. The latest thing to happen in this merry-go-round, Steve McLaren has been sacked, yes, and replaced by Rafa Benitez.
There's a shock.
Well, it's not a shock that he's been sacked, but Rafa Benitez is a bit of a surprise from where I was where I was coming from. Didn't see that one.
It was one of those that it was apparently it came out that they were talking to Benitez early last week. Where do you stand on this?
I think it's terrific.
Oh my God, that's the worst you've ever done.
Look, trying to get one with Rafa and Benitez.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, don't do it.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, can't win them all.
Where do you stand on football clubs approaching new potential managers when the manager's still in place?
It's a difficult one, but you don't want to... I mean, for me as a football fan, I don't want to be... I'd rather have a manager in place all of the time. So I wouldn't want a caretaker in. So if you're going to sack somebody, have somebody ready, in my opinion. Don't sack somebody and then start
the hunt.
Yeah, but
even if the manager's doing bad.
Yeah, I'd still rather have a football manager in place. Would you not? Sack him and then start the hunt then?
It's how kind of disruptive must that have been to even the Newcastle players and stuff to read that they're getting a new manager before the current manager's
still there? The idea is that you do it discreetly. And obviously, Newcastle don't know anything about discreetness.
No. Well, do they? It's old Mike Ashley, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a bit of a clown. But the same thing happened, in fairness, when we, Sheffield Wednesday, sacked Gary Megson.
With Dave Jones.
Yeah, they'd been spotted having dinner. So, a bit of a giveaway, really.
Yeah, of course.
And Megson knew what was coming. I think it's a shrewd appointment. It might just be a little bit too late in the season. But that comes on the back of more football news. Premier League away tickets are going to be capped at £30.
Yes.
Which I think is very positive.
It's good and it's bad. I think it's good because obviously travelling supporters don't have to pay out as much. But then essentially you've got the home supporters who are paying like 70 or 80 quid in a lot of places that are essentially then like paying more than the visitors.
So what?
It's not fair, is it? For the same game, similar kind of seats, the home fans are now paying more than the away fans.
Well, I suppose, but the home fans are... I don't know. Well, you don't go to an away match every week, do you? So you need some incentive to go. And if it's like if it's quite far away, like you're saying, you can't afford it. It's not a viable day out, is it? If you're playing 70 quid, then you've got your travel.
Yeah, but then you're also, on the flip side of that, is you're then punishing the most loyal supporters that pay week in, week out, and that they're paying more than somebody that comes there just once in a season.
It's an interesting argument. I'd not really consider the other side of it, I've got to say.
But the obvious answer is that football, the Premier League now, is getting £6 billion worth of TV money, so why don't they make them all cheap? Use the TV money to subsidise all tickets.
They could quite easily do that, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think on the Twitter. I think this is quite an interesting one. So that's a brief mention to football. Anyway, do you think Newcastle will stay up?
No.
You think it's too late?
Yeah, I just It's a bit of a disaster up there, and it has been for a while. I can't see them turning that round quick enough.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens, because if they do go down, is there some clause in Benitez's contract that says he doesn't go into the Championship? I'd be very surprised if he stayed if he got relegated.
I don't know. It's a new contract, isn't it?
Yes.
Then essentially, if he's just looking after it until they get relegated, then that is like a caretaker manager contract, isn't it? Until the end of the season.
Well, I suppose. Anyway, McDonald's, do you like it?
I'm loving it. I couldn't resist.
Da-da-da-da-da. Very good. That's all the advertising we'll give them. No, actually, this headline is Unhappy Meal.
Oh, yeah?
McDonald's, a branch in Chorlton, near Manchester, in Manchester.
Yeah.
Are having to put bouncers on the doors of McDonald's after months of antisocial behaviour from school children.
Okay.
So the busiest time of day between 3 and 6 on weekdays is going to be it's going to be sort of like dormant up. What do you think about that?
There's a lot of McDonald's do that, isn't they? The McDonald's in Sheffield on High Street, they have dormant on there.
Yeah, it gets a bit tasty, though, in the evening. That's like city centre, isn't it?
That's not for school
kids.
It's
not school kids.
That's just for pissed-up idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a few of them that do it. I think there's a KFC that I read about recently that only allows in, like, two groups of kids at a time.
Well, that's what they'll be doing. They say they'll only allow two eating in at a time.
Yeah.
Well. Drastic measures.
Yeah, those school kids coming in and causing lots of trouble.
I know, I would have thought it, yeah.
Why don't they just get Ronald McDonald out? Because that guy used to scare the hell out of me as a kid.
Yeah, well, I've pulled a picture up for the benefit of the radio. It's not the...
That is the worst Ronald McDonald ever.
Yeah.
I think you should add that to our Twitter feed and tweet it out to people, because that picture is sinister. That sinister Ronald McDonald, that is.
All right, I've posted it on Twitter, so have a look yourself. I've posted the link, but yeah, slightly ridiculous. Hopefully, you know, apparently they've been causing thousands of pounds worth of damage, these kids. So,
well,
maybe that'll stop that.
What are they doing? Are they burning the place down?
Well, I don't know. Well, they've only got seats and tables. Graffiti, maybe?
Maybe.
Drawing rude pictures with markers.
As kids do.
Yeah, yeah. I probably did it before. When I was at school.
Last week.
Yeah, I got thrown out by the bouncer.
but you know, there's an interesting fact about McDonald's. It's not so much true anymore, but kind of in the 90s, early 2000s, they were all designed specifically, like the seating and the lighting and everything was all designed so that you wouldn't spend more than 20 minutes in there. So everything would get uncomfortable for you after 20 minutes.
Yeah, they've never been the most comfortable. Why? Is that so that they free the spaces up?
Yeah, it's to keep the turnover of space going.
All right, okay.
Interesting fact, there you go.
Well, there used to be, the McDonald's in Meadow Hall used to have a big seating area inside, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
And now I think they just prefer to get everybody out into the main food hall.
And I never understood that, because they've got the big seating area in the middle of the food hall, and that's what a food hall's for.
Yeah, I know, but you can spend a good 5-10 minutes walking around for a seat, by which time your food's gone cold.
Yeah.
So
what they need to do in Meadow Hall is allow people that are... eating in the Wetherspoons there to sit in the food hall, because you can never get a bloody seat in there.
We managed it, actually. I've only been in once. It was busy, though.
Yeah, it's always busy.
Trying to get served is a bit of a mission.
All the fellas avoiding the missuses who are out shopping.
Yeah. Dave, I think Dave, our mate Dave, did that, actually.
Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah, why not?
Have a beer, why not?
It's nice in there, though, but like you say, it could be a bit bigger. So, what's the next tune of the day?
It's not this one, because we've already played this one. This is Mono King with a perfect 10 out of 10.
Oh, marvellous. Get in touch on the Twitter, at The Squeak.
She's always losing, but there's no one to win. And everyone thinks she's
Mono King, quite a cool new sound they've got.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's, they've been around a few years, and they kind of was a bit early Arctic Monkeys-ish at one time.
Yeah,
and they've changed all the sound. They've got that electronic kind of aspect in the background, and they're gigging around Sheffield. So look out for them on the road, as it were. Why are you looking at me like I'm a mental?
I don't know. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Anyway, it's a beautiful day in Sheffield today, isn't it?
It's boiling.
Very nice.
Yes, it's barbecue weather.
Yeah. All round to face then.
Yes, again.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned this story a few weeks ago. You know, 50 Cent had filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, yes.
And then he posted all them pictures on Instagram of him surrounded by bundles and bundles of cash.
I've actually seen the picture for the first time this week, and he actually spelled out the word broke.
Broke with
in
cash.
In bundles of cash.
Yeah, yeah. That's excellent. The picture for the benefit of the radio.
Yep. Well done.
Definitely. He's really here. So he's had to explain these pictures in court, and he said they're not real.
Yeah. Of course.
You would do, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So
I think his lawyer argued that he because he has such a demographic of fans that are poor, that he has to appear to be rich to inspire them to make money.
Sounds a bit thin.
What a crap argument that is.
Yeah. The judge asked him, what it was all about, and he said it was just props, and then it wasn't covering up his wealth.
Yeah.
So the judge has now appointed an examiner to review all of his assets. But when he filed the bankruptcy, it said that he was in debt of $50 million.
Yeah.
But the Forbes Rich List had actually got his wealth at around $155 million, so
yeah,
he's still got $100 million somewhere knocking about.
But how accurate are those Forbes lists? Well, I'm sure they just pluck a figure out of the air.
Well, they must be. But then why? Why do it? That's just sensationalising it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like just what these papers and stuff do, isn't it?
Mm, maybe. What's your view on tattoos, James?
I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest.
What about tattoos on the face?
Definitely not a big fan of that.
Funny story, actually. Me and Dave were once in town. Yeah. And Dave's famous for not leaving S6. But we're in town, and we decided to go for a pint. So we went in the Rawson Spring equivalent. We went in the Benjamin Huntsman.
All right.
And we were still right near the disabled toilets. And this poor bloke had come out of the disabled toilets. And this bloke with a tattoo all over his face, we called him Tattoo Face Man.
Actual name.
Don't know what his name was. We were a bit scary, so we didn't speak to him directly. We just witnessed this barrage of abuse that he gave this bloke coming out of the disabled toilets because he'd not locked the door. He says, "Why didn't you lock the door? Why didn't you lock the door?" He says, "Well, I thought I had." He went, "Oh, you don't look disabled anyway. What's wrong with you? I'm having a go at this bloke." Me and Dave were like, "I'm never leaving Hillsborough again." But yeah, just on that, you know, Zayn out of One Direction has gone his own way.
Yes.
He's had a tattoo on his face. Again, for the benefit of the radio, there it is, James.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but he's got MOM. Now, yeah. People were thinking that it's a tribute to his mum. It's not. It's the abbreviation of his album.
Is it? Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. Not the greatest idea, is it? What if he has 14 albums? He will be Tattoo Face Man, won't he?
What if his album flops and that's on his face for the rest of his life?
I know. Well, I'm not sure if it's permanent. I'd hope not, but he has got quite a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I saw a picture last night, was with the October Drift lads, and
all right.
If you've ever seen the video for You Are You Are, which is kind of set on a beach with someone in a balaclava just going a bit mad.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy apparently wanted the October Drift logo tattooed onto him.
All right. It is quite a good logo, actually.
Apparently, it is. I think that would actually make a really good tattoo, but apparently... he turned up at a house party with, you know, his beer and a tattoo gun and asked one of the guys from October Drift to draw the logo on the back of his neck, which they did.
Oh,
and it just looks like a scribble. It looks like somebody's just drawn a circle in Bic pen with a line through it. It's rather amusing.
Oh, that's a disaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The best thing is, it's on the back of his neck, so he can't see it. So he could
think but everybody
he's got
else,
the best logo ever.
Everybody else can see it, though. That's terrible.
In his mind, it looks brilliant.
Oh, dear. Obviously, you know, quite a character to do that one,
yeah.
You'd have to say.
He is quite a character. He's already got a lot of tattoos there, so it's not too out of place.
Mm. Well, just on One Direction, because we love them, Harry, what's his face, Styles,
yeah.
He's been cast in a film.
Has he?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a film about Dunkirk. So it's quite a serious role.
Okay.
Have you not seen it?
No, I don't follow One Direction news.
Well, I don't, if I'm being completely honest, but I just saw it.
You've come up with two One Direction stories this week. I think you subscribe to their mailing list.
Well, technically, Zayn's not in One Direction anymore, is he?
Well, they all aren't, are they? Aren't they? Or they've split, but they say they're taking an extended break or something.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons, because he's going to be he's got a role in a Fox series, Scream Queens.
Right.
He's going to be a doctor in that, and then they say he's going to be in this Dunkirk film. But it's a war drama. But it's
well, I'd imagine it is if it's about Dunkirk.
Well, I don't know if it's a film though. Oh no, it is a film, yeah, by Christopher Nolan as well. So it's going to be quite. You know, high profile.
Wow.
So.
Good director, Chris Nolan.
Mm. So it's going to be out in next year. It's planned for release next year, so.
Yeah.
That's probably why they've you know, he's obviously got his eye on doing other things, hasn't he?
Have you got any more One Direction news you want to get out of the way, Luke?
I think that's about it.
Good.
But I mean, if you know, if you've got any, then feel free.
No One Direction news whatsoever.
Oh God!
I do think we should have a timeout, though. Have you seen the news about timeouts?
What, the chocolate bars?
Yeah.
No.
Cadbury's have discontinued the traditional timeout.
Don't say these things.
Yeah.
Saying that, you can't really buy them at supermarkets anymore.
Well, apparently they stopped producing them in February, and whatever's on the shelves now are the last of the timeouts. But they have brought out a derivative called timeout wafer, which is...
Sounds exactly the same.
It's a single stick rather than a double, and they've got rid of the flaky bit in the middle and just put another wafer in there.
So it's just a wafer biscuit?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you see timeouts on the shelves, go and buy them if you want.
I like timeouts, I have to say.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But would you have a timeout or a twirl?
Well, I think value for money-wise, twirls are probably the better... you get more for your money. Yeah. Twirls are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just like a flake, though.
It's a flake covered in chocolate, isn't it?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, so this is more music. This is Chesterfield alt-rock band playing the Crystal Stage at Tramlines. This is Our Saving Day with their new song, Kings.
Yeah, just coming up to 25 to 3, you're listening to The Squeak on 93.2 FM.
Our Saving Day with Kings. Yeah, they've been gigging around a bit. You've seen them live, haven't you, Luke?
Yes, I couldn't remember where I'd seen them, actually. They were they played the same gig as October Drift and Slow Readers Club back in when we went to see them at the Corporation.
That's it, a local authority corporation.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
The upstairs room, as I call it.
That's it. But they're doing lots of gigging around, around Yorkshire and stuff at the minute. So, ones to look out for. Young kids doing well.
Yeah, they are quite young, aren't they? They've got that, obviously, they've got that American team band feel. Yeah, thing.
Punk poppy type of
yeah,
thing.
That sort of stuff. So, if you're into that, then go and see them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they've been announced for the Crystal Stage at Tramlines.
Have they?
Actually been announced, Luke.
Another announcement, yeah. Has anything else been announced? Because I'm not sure about what I can say.
there's been quite a few. Have you not been keeping an eye on the Crystal Stage Facebook page?
Absolutely.
That said with utter conviction there.
No, I have seen bits, but no, I've not kept myself in the loop. I've not made the effort to keep myself in the loop, James.
Well, so far, there's still more to be announced, but so far the lineup has got Repo Men, Jekyll, Vladimir, Our Saving Day, Four Authors, your favourites.
I like Four Authors. Been listening to them on the way, haven't we, James?
Yes, indeed. The Leathernecks.
This time, you've got me feeling like I can't breathe. That's, super fan.
Yeah, yeah. We'll keep you away from them on the day.
No, don't.
No Hot Ashes,
yeah,
another one of your favourites.
I like them, yeah. I'm not going to sing anymore.
Goose.
Yep.
Science, Jackal's Rose, Kong, who have just won the Best Band Award at the Exposed Awards.
Yeah.
Puppet Rebellion,
oh,
Slow
like
Readers
all.
Club.
Oh, I love them.
October Drift, and the Wenatchee Tribe.
So it has been announced, and that's good then. Because I may have mentioned something last week that was unconfirmed.
Yes. Was that the Puppet Rebellion one?
There was a few. I think it was Slow Readers, Puppet Rebellion.
Yeah.
So that's good then.
That's a lineup. The dates and times haven't been announced yet. But...
Ah, right. Well, that's the mistake I sort of made.
Yeah. So, keep an eye on the Crystal Stage Tramlines Facebook page.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, some great bands. That obviously, we've heard them first time because we championed them, but brilliant. Yeah. Really looking forward to Puppet Rebellion. I enjoyed Fragments that we played a couple of weeks ago. Very good song. No Ashes, obviously. Very good.
Yeah. And obviously, really
young.
Slow Readers.
Really young as well.
Oh, No What Ashes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe how young they are. He's got his voice doesn't sound it's like a 17-year-old lad.
And they've got that kind of funky style, haven't they, rather than...
Very good.
And the heavy guitar stuff.
I mean, if they can carry on doing what they're doing and getting stuff recorded, I think they'll be up there.
I think they're releasing Goose, I believe, soon. With a local label to them, I think.
Oh, right, I see. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of our favourite songs that we played on this very show.
Yeah, very good. And they're on Spotify and they're on the social media, so check them out if you're wanting to do that.
Indeed.
Definitely. Did you see somebody doing a tightrope walk in Sheffield the other day?
I saw photos of it online, yeah.
Yeah, it took sort of social media by storm. On what day is it? On Friday, there was a tightrope walker between the two Sheffield Hallam University buildings.
Yeah,
it was an adventure athlete called Sarah Rixham. She was up there for quite a while just doing the tightrope walk. But she's the current world record holder for the longest female highline set at 394 feet. Which took place over the mountains in Molson in Switzerland. That's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah,
quite high up. I'm not a big fan of heights myself.
Well, apparently, from a few people that were watching, apparently she fell off quite a bit.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and I saw like a few different videos and people commenting about it. She's obviously on some kind of safety line thing.
Oh yeah, she's not going to fall to her death. She's on a harness.
Which I think is kind of cheating at that thing, isn't it? If you're going to do it, do it properly.
Well, I remember watching a documentary when I was... I think I was on a long-haul flight, and they got a documentary on it. It was about this this guy that did it between the skyscrapers in America. I don't know if it was the Twin Towers, maybe.
I think it was. It's Man on Wire, is it called?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, that's what it's called. It escaped me, but yeah, that's what it's called. And he did that without any sort of protective gear or anything, and he was up there for hours.
Yeah.
Absolute hours.
Imagine the wind up there.
Well, that was the thing. The police had closed all the roads off, and they were trying to get him down, and he wouldn't come down. And in the end, when he did come down, they arrested him.
Yeah.
But a phenomenal documentary. Really, really good. And like you say, what a talent to be able to stay up there.
Yeah.
A lot higher than the university buildings. No protection and in the wind.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it right. He's doing it properly. And then, you know, if he does plummet to his death, I'm sure lots of people would be filming it, and that would hit YouTube within seconds and become one of the most watched videos.
It was before YouTube then, was about.
Yeah, and then we'll all feel really bad about watching somebody die. Just to cheer up the show.
Yeah.
But this year there's going to be a lot of stuff around VR, virtual reality, coming out.
All right. Tell me more.
So they've basically almost perfected virtual reality, where you put a headset on and you're then immersed into the environment, the computer environment. And there's a few different ones coming out. There's Oculus Rift from Facebook, and there's PlayStation VR coming out.
Well, I saw Black Mirror by the anthology series by Charlie Brooker. And there was one of those episodes which was a bit like that, in that vein.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the reason I just thought of that is that to promote VR last year, Sony built a computerized version of that man on wire scene and had people do it in VR in a room. And when you're actually watching it from the outside, the people have got the helmet on and they're looking around as though they're on top of the building and walking across that tightrope.
Yeah.
But when you're outside watching it, like just somebody stumbling around a room, like scared to death about falling over. It looks really, really immersive and clever how they've done it.
It's fascinating. I think it's fascinating, anything like that.
Yeah.
Really do. Well, that'll be pretty cool. It can't feel the same, though. Can't feel 100% the same, because you haven't got the wind and whatever else.
But it's still going to be kind of freaky, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Impressive.
Yeah.
What have we got coming up next, James?
So, did you know that there was a Dublin in America?
I didn't, actually.
In Georgia, this is where these guys hail from. And this is Down From Zero, Hail to the King.
Sounds a bit heavy, this.
Yep, indeed. Bit of rock for your Sunday afternoon.
I like what I see and I want more.
This is Sheffield Live.
So yeah, that's another band that have sent us their music through the uploader, as any band can. We'd like to get some Sheffield bands played out as well, so any Sheffield bands, send us your music. Mm. But yeah, Down From Zero, Hail to the King, from Dublin in Georgia.
Excellent, excellent musicians. Very good guitar with that.
Yeah, indeed.
Bit heavier for me, but I enjoyed that. Very good.
Yes.
I'm more of an easy listening man myself.
Well, I've heard that you're easy. So,
James,
are you a John Betjeman fan?
Ah, absolutely not.
No,
I don't know.
the poet.
Is it a poem that doesn't rhyme?
Well, the first line of is probably most famous one is, "Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now."
Oh yeah, then
yeah.
I'm not massively into poetry, I'll be honest. Why? Why do you ask?
Of course, Slough is the location of Wernham Hogg in
The Office.
Right. And there's been a debate started in Slough, as apparently pops up every few years, but people have said that they want to change the name. Because
from Slough?
Yeah, because it's known for being a bit of a dodgy place.
Well saved. So what are they proposing? Well, it'll still be this. You can't polish a turd, can you? to be frank. So it's still going to be the same place, even if you change the name.
Well, if you think back to, remember Ali G, who did In the House, his film, that was based around Staines.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Staines, a few years ago, changed their name.
Oh, did they?
They're now, just to make themselves that little bit posher, it's now Staines upon Thames.
So they haven't. Nobody's going to call it Staines upon Thames. It's
no,
going to be
it's just Staines, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah,
utterly pointless.
Apparently, people hate their town that much, and they hate the social stigma around it. So they're trying to position the council into changing the name.
How bizarre!
Indeed.
Any proposed names?
not that we can say on air. That's come to my mind. Have you ever been to Slough?
I've never been to Slough, so if you hadn't have told me that it was, you know, not the most salubrious of areas, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
And would have held it in no prejudice whatsoever.
They're making a rod for their own back with this, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I've been to Warrington, and there can't be many worse places than Warrington.
I would say that Slough is very similar to Warrington, having been through them both.
Okay, so using Warrington as a sort of like...
That's your baseline.
Yeah, Slough is sort of around the same mark.
Yes.
Right.
I saw this on the Guardian website, and I'm reading the comments. The first one is, obviously, you can't polish a turd.
Oh, right. Well, there you go, then.
So, how unoriginal you are. someone has suggested, instead, Upton Top Ranking, which, if you know the old Agnetha and Donna song, that that makes sense.
No. Over my head. Sorry. Yeah. Send us your suggestions in. We're going to have one last song, and then please send us your suggestions in, ones that we can read, Carl, and we'll be back after this. Who is it, first of all? Because it starts fairly quickly, James.
It does start fairly quickly. Well, start it, and we'll say who it is after.
Excellent production.
And now it's time to funk. She shakes her rump. Do you mind if we dance with your days? Do you mind if we dance with your days? If you mind, you're probably in the wrong place. Girls on the dance floor on ladies' night. Oh,
true? Do you mind if we dance with your date? Do you mind if we dance with your date? Do you mind? You're probably in the wrong place.
Out of shape about us dancing. We really have no sense of humor about that little thing that happened in the Mill Hill Club bathroom back in 93. Oh, well. Yeah, man, that was her.
Shake your rump, James.
I'm shaking my rump as we talk.
The Groovalottos.
Yes, there's two reasons why I chose this for this week. Firstly, the name is The Groovalottos.
It's the best band name of the week.
Yeah. And they're from Cape Cod, which just that name always makes me laugh. It's better than Slough.
That's a bit fishy to me.
Yeah, indeed.
We've had a suggestion in from the man himself, the musical genius, Carl Maloney. Yeah. Rename Slough Pocket Fluffland. I'd go.
Yeah.
At least it's clean.
I think it's worse than Pocket Fluff. I think it's Belly Button Fluff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. That is worse. That is worse.
I think that's what I'd go with.
Yeah. So, where are they from? Are they that sounded like it should be in a musical or something. That song,
very blues. The Groovalottos. Style, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Funk soul, brother.
Mm. The reason we sort of introduced it at the end is because your iPad crashed.
Yeah. And all my notes are on the iPad, so I had a little mini panic for a second. But, we redeemed it by completely just fluffing through it.
Yeah, as ever.
Yeah. Nobody would have known if you hadn't have said.
Honest shows. Honest, very honest. Special announcement. We're on for 2 hours next week, James.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, Paul Sellers is not here. It's his other half's birthday.
Yeah.
So there'll be no Eclectica. So we'll be in from... So it'll be earlier. So it'll be one.
One.
One until three.
One until three.
With special guest, hopefully.
Yes, with special guest, and obviously, again, if you're in a Sheffield band or a local band, then send us your music and we'll like to play that for you.
Yeah, special.
Get in touch on Twitter.
Special guest, Mr. Tubber.
Mr. Tubber.
TB announced. TBA. A friend of mine went skiing and she'd got the tickets through and it said, he said, I'm sharing a room with someone called Mr. Tubber Tubber. Right. No, Beth, that's to be announced. Bless her.
Yeah. Or Tubbuck, to be confirmed.
Either way, I think it works. Tubba probably works better than Tubbuck.
Yeah.
Because you want to got confused. Well, most people want to got confused with TBA, to be honest.
Tubba Tubba, where could that possibly be from?
Sounds like an African Bond villain.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, an African name, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, DJ Ski is up next at 3 o'clock. He's not here yet. But he's not the best timekeeper, is he?
he'll come running in, bang on 3 o'clock, where there's 3 minutes of adverts to play, and he will...
And still be late.
he'll manage to talk to us for 3 minutes, and
we only see him for once a week, so we have to have a catch-up and a tune-wag, don't we? And then by which time, he's like, late again.
Ever professional at this radio station.
Absolutely. Got to be.
Yeah. I think that's why they only let us in on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, yeah. Yeah. So, what are you doing through the week then, James? You got anything? Anything planned?
I'm doing the old Owls Talk podcast tomorrow. Going to work on that, which has been crazy. That has gone just stupidly popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting thousands of downloads. We've been featured on iTunes.
Well, talking of podcast. Well, we've been shamelessly plugging stuff. I was listening to Carl Maloney's podcast while I was making my breakfast yesterday. Very good. His latest one's a drummer special.
Yeah, drummer special. I like the ones he did, the one before that with Paul Tufts.
Well, if you haven't listened, basically it's, ladies and gentlemen, Van Os, you all right?
Yeah.
Carl. That's it. Good though. Yeah, I enjoyed it very
that's,
much.
Basically, you can fast forward through it, and that is literally the whole content.
Yeah. Carl, tell me about your podcast.
And of course, he's
DJ Skeezy, and his phone's ringing.
As I say, ever professional on this in this radio stage,
and he can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Many apologies. That was my fault.
It's all right.
Oh, no worries.
At least you're here. Right, we'll be back for 2 hours at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for DJ Ski with Platinum Plates. Yep. Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Oh, and enjoy Paddy's, of course.
Yes.